beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed on my program are my views and the views of our guests, not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. And hopefully we're going to have a great guest today talking about the Federal Drug Administration, but and, of course, how they're really working with the drug companies to the detriment of the health of the American people. But until he gets here, why we're going to talk about, well, let's talk about aspartame. Because this is a poison, and they know it's a poison, that produces pathological obesity, that predisposes people to diabetes and the complications of diabetic neuropathy and retinopathy, that's blindness. And certainly it has an effect as far as producing convulsions and cancers and endocrine disruption and infertility. And they know all of these things. I mean, basically it's because the aspartame is simply a combination of phenylalanine and breaks down product of methyl alcohol and formaldehyde. And neither one of these things, none of these things are good for you. But it was really a very, very profitable venture for J.D. Searle and then for Monsanto while it was still in the contract. And now it's a great deal for the diet drink industry. And at least that's the explanation that's ordinarily given. But I have another explanation. I think it's being intensely used to harm the health of the American people. Because since it is a known carcinogen, and there are too many people in the world, and certainly too many people here in the United States, and if all these people were to live to their normal age, why, it would bankrupt the social welfare system, the social safety net we have. It is being used to kill off large parts of the population. Now you'd say, well, how could you verify that? Very simply, because the entire establishment, the media, refuses to tell the American people the truth. The great taxing foundations, the political leaders of this country, the medical establishment, and you cannot have anything that this would be this pervasive and this effective unless there was another force behind it, and that is, I believe, the force that is intent upon destroying the minds of our children and incapacitating our people in middle age and certainly destroying the health of the elderly. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Certainly we know that aspartame because it has methyl alcohol, has a demyelinating effect. And many of the people, of course, will develop the symptoms of multiple sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease or other central neuron diseases because the methyl alcohol destroys the neuron sheath, the myelin sheath of our nerves. And, of course, it has an effect on our mind. It can create mental breakdown and depression or schizophrenia-like symptoms. And what a terrible thing to have this in the diet and being used in Wrigley gum, and Wrigley knows what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Why would they do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, until you understand that there are evil and wicked people out here who have a different agenda, a different worldview, very little going on makes sense today. The people who make the soft drinks know what they're doing. And a lot of people say, oh, this is done for profit. They want the money. Sugar is too expensive to buy. Well, of course, that's really not the case at all. I mean, they can make their gum offshore and to ship it anywhere in the world or go offshore while your sugar is only about a quarter, a third of what it costs here because here it's subsidized. No, I really think there are people who have a different world vision. They want a different world because they worship a different God, and we'll be back and we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so our regular guest is not available, so it's going to be you and me. My telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, one of the things that everybody is so impressive about the history of aspartame is it's a known carcinogen. In fact, in children and certainly in animals, it was known to produce a cancer of the brain. And certainly since we started giving it to people, it's increased brain cancer and other cancers considerably. So, you know, why would they want to put something in that was carcinogenic and was known to be carcinogenic? And there are laws like the Delaney Amendment that says if something is known to produce cancer, you know, in animals, you can't put it into drugs or food or anything of that sort. And yet the FDA did it. And there are people in the FDA who know what they've done. And a group of them, of course, there's nothing they could do about it. If they speak out, they'll lose their jobs. But there's others who know what they've done. And they've done it intentionally. Because there really are people who do not care about human suffering. And if you doubt that there are people out there who believe that there are too many people in the world and they might as well die of cancer, you really need to get the four tapes that we have titled The New Order of the Barbarians. It's certainly of all the tape sets we have is certainly one of the most revealing because it's an interview with Dr. Dunnigan, one I did, and three Randy Engel did. Probably somewhere back in the early to mid-1990s. And Dr. Dunnigan had attended a meeting where, of course, Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, had spoken back in 1969. And it was there that Dr. Day told about how they were going to get the salaries of sports figures up so very, very high. Everybody would be envious of them. And how they were going to make sure that the Japanese cars were so much superior to American cars. And they were going to get, of course, the laws on abortion changed here in America. And they were going to encourage sexual promiscuity. But one of the most devastating things that was said was that there's just too many people in the world. They have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. So they were going to suppress treatments for cancer. Now, that is so foreign to the way most people out there in this listening audience would think. I mean, why would anybody want to suppress treatments for cancer after all? Don't we want to save human lives? And the truth of the matter is, no, there are people who do not want to save human lives, who relish the thought of people dying because there are too many people in the world and they're going to have to die of something. And, of course, Dr. Day had told the doctors that there were already treatments for cancer and they were going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation indefinitely. Now, that was 1969. That was 16 years after Fitzgerald report was actually published in the Congressional Record, and that have been suppressed ever since then. In fact, recently several people tried to get the Fitzgerald report. They couldn't find it, and even many of the libraries, at least this is what they told me, would not find it for them in the Congressional Record. And we were very, very fortunate that we were actually able to track that down. Speech was given by Solzhenitsyn and put in the Congressional Record. But if you read the reports of it, they always gave you the wrong page number, so you couldn't find it. And we were very, very fortunate to be able to find Solzhenitsyn's talk he gave in 1975. But of course, all the references to it in the Congressional Record gave you the wrong page numbers. Well, I'm not sure why people couldn't find the Fitzgerald report in the Congressional Record, but they couldn't. And of course, even the National Health Federation could not find the Fitzgerald report. And if you go up in the internet and you look it up, you won't be able to find it other than references to it. And of course, it is reproduced in total in my January 2007 newsletter. Why would it have been suppressed? Because it listed so many of the treatments for cancer that were available in 1953 that were actively being suppressed. Well, if you'd like, of course, more information, let me suggest my January letter. If you can't get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report any other way, and you don't have access to the Internet, of course, we'll be glad to send you one. But, of course, there were treatments at that time. Laetrile was certainly a very effective treatment. It was certainly better than the chemotherapy for most lesions at that time, and still is. And, of course, at least it didn't make people sick, and some of them actually had complete and miraculous recoveries. And then there was the Gerson treatment, and there was the Hoxie treatment, and they're all listed in the Fitzgerald report. 1953, and they were actively suppressed. Of course, they knew the part the nutrition played. They knew that how important things like folic acid and other things were as far as the treatment. Flaxseed oil was an important part of the treatment. Vitamin D really cut back dramatically on the incidence of cancer, 60% or 70%. And so what do they tell you? Oh, you've got to stay out of the sun because you see your body will manufacture your own vitamin D. And so they had to tell you how the terrible things that sunlight was. Oh, my goodness, got to give you wrinkles on your skin. And you don't want to get sunlight on you. You got to get malignant melanoma and skin cancers. Oh, no. Knowing full well that sunlight is the means by which your body can manufacture vitamin D, and not only prevent cancer, but fight it off if you already have it. And recent studies have shown a 60 or 70% decrease in cancers in women if they were taking significant doses of vitamin D. And if you go to the FDA today, They will tell you to take very small doses of vitamin D. They will tell you about the dangers of vitamin D intoxication. And, of course, they will never tell you the truth about this really miraculous sunshine vitamin that has so many beneficial properties as far as protecting you from cancer and, of course, protecting your bones and protecting your vitality and protecting your general health. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about these issues. And because, of course, I know I found it so very, very difficult back in the days when I was leading the battle in California to try to address the AIDS epidemic as an infectious disease, as a public health issue, and tried to stop the spread of this terrible, terrible disease. And I was being fought by the leaders of organized medicine. I was being fought by the leaders of the Centers for Disease Control. I was being fought by the leaders of U.S. Public Health Service. And it just didn't make sense. I mean, I would lay awake at nighttime saying, how could these things be happening? And, of course, my friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, was telling me this was all about population control. And I did not want to believe that. I did not want to believe it. I would not believe it until I got sort of like hit in the head with a 2x4, and it became so obvious after I'd visited the CDC that the people there were not interested in curtailing or slowing down the spread of this dreaded disease. They certainly were quite willing to sacrifice the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans and allow this disease to spread throughout the world as a very effective genocidal epidemic. Largely to kill off, of course, the Hispanics and blacks, and if a lot of homosexuals and IV drug users died as well, they really didn't care. And this disease, of course, was targeted at homosexuals because it was originally put in the vaccine that was given to homosexuals as an experimental hepatitis B vaccine. The program was run in San Francisco and New York, and at least in San Francisco, of the young, you know, idealistic, very foolish young men who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine because they thought it would be helpful and, you know, here's a means of helping to control this disease, which was primarily a disease of homosexuals and IV drug users. And I really believe that they sincerely wanted to help. And 75% of those young men, those idealistic young men who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, came down with AIDS, and most of them are dead today. And the fact that you have never heard that, although we have the documentation for it, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, and give us a call if you have something. If you agree or disagree, we'd love to get your right thoughts, but it is only once you have accepted the fact that there really is a population control agenda that you can understand why they're destroying the minds and the lives and the future of so many of our children with thimerosal and the childhood vaccines. And even though they've supposedly taken it out of the childhood vaccines in the United States, it's still in all the childhood vaccines that we're giving to children throughout the world to protect their health. And they've, of course, changed the mandate for influenza shots here in the United States, where, of course, although the thimerosal, the mercury, is not in childhood vaccines, it is in vaccines that we give to children, because influenza is not a childhood disease. The influenza is not a serious illness among children. The influenza vaccine, there are no studies to show it helps children, and yet we're mandating it for children at 6 months of age and at 7 months of age. Every year thereafter, and up to five, and what it'll do, the maximum amount of damage to their mind. Who could do anything that evil? Why, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil people in the world. Give us a call, 800-259-5791. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
I was just talking about how difficult it was for me to actually accept the fact that there really are people out there who want to create disease. And it wasn't until I read the material was a by Bertrand Russell, who talks about the use of diet injection and injunctions. We will so alter a child that they will never be able to speak against any ideas that their teachers have implanted in them. And then he goes on to talk about how this needs abortion and birth control has not been that effective in controlling population growth, and even wars has not been effective as that hope. But maybe if they could have a great plague sweep the world once in every generation, why then people could have as many children as we want, but we wouldn't have too many people in the world. And that comes from page 103 and 104 of Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society. And if you get my syllabus, The Hidden Agenda, we actually reduplicate those pages with the permission of the people who hold the copyright. And it's just nice to just be able to hold those pages in your hand and read what Bertrand Russell, who is a founding member of the Fabian Socialist Society and a founding member of this group we've talked about many times called the Coefficients, that was formed back in about 1902 as the leaders of the socialist world movement and the capitalist world movement. And the bankers met together in England and they determined how they were going to remake the world. And, of course, if you the story of the coefficients is told in H.G. Wells' book, An Experiment in Autobiography. An Experiment in Autobiography. You need to understand there really are these secret little groups out there, and a lot of people who've been part of it have actually written about it. Just as Dr. Day, medical director of Planned Parenthood, laid out the whole plan of a mass genocide back in 1969, the talk he gave. And so if you can read the writings, for instance, of a man like Jacques Cousteau, who talked about the necessity, and he told this to a reporter who reported in the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991, that there's just too many people in the world and we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. That's not 300, that's not 350, that's not 3,500, it's 350,000 people a day. And when you understand that the media totally covered that up, and if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you the pages from the magazine. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, because you can get my population control monograph. It's up on the internet at radioliberty.com. And you're welcome to pull it down and copy it. Or if you want a better copy, why, you could get some things from my ministry and ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. We'll be glad to send it. Understand, we're working against organized evil at the highest levels of our government. We've got Maria calling, and remember our number, it's 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But hi, Maria, how are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. So nice to speak to you.
What would you like to say? Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question. I don't know if you know the answer to it, but since you're so knowledgeable, I'm in a town out of Rochester, New York, and we have a strong hospital and strong science and museum center. And I was just wondering if you knew whether those were founded by Maurice Strong or not.
I really don't. I mean, I'm certain you probably get some material from them, but Maurice was into all sorts of things. Maurice was very, very close to the Rockefellers. And by the time he was in his late 20s, he was a multimillionaire. And, of course, he'd given himself to the dark side, which is why, of course, he's always been in key positions in everything all during his whole life. But I really don't know anything at all about the hospital or the science center that you're having there.
Well, I was just curious because of, the attitude toward euthanizing patients and things like that. Since he is, I believe he is a Canadian, and
yes,
we're close to Canada here.
Right. But I really can't tell you about it. Actually, he's living over in China now. I mean, this fellow with millions, billions of dollars at his disposal actually cheated, and with the oil for food or whatever the program was under Saddam Hussein and broke the sanctions. To make a couple of measly $1 million and actually ended up having to leave the UN and go flee to China. Others an indictment, others is arrest.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too.
Or call 877-300-7645.
Blackboard purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're driving me to distraction, he said, to the cell, phone that is. Pay attention, because when I come back, it's the real price of car talk and other diversions behind the wheel.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
When the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports on cell phone interference, they're not dissing your wireless provider. They're warning of how driver distraction contributes to 25% of vehicle crashes. In fact, a recent survey estimates that 60% of all cell phone use occurs behind the wheel, which means dangerous divided concentration. Fellow distractors include making adjustments to vehicle controls and searching for directions. Solution? Integrate smart car technology, like hands-free phones and GPS, to ride the information superhighway without driving into a data ditch. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, and it's open lines. That's 1-800-259-5791. But of course, if you'd like to give us a call, it's something like you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, you're just going to have to hear a monologue from me. But we're certainly getting into the background of this whole movement towards population control. And certainly, if you go to the Elberton, Georgia, there, just outside of town, northeast of Elberton, you'll see the Georgia Guidestones in there, engraved in stone, and in actually 8 different languages. There's Spanish and Swahili and Hindi and Arabic and Russian and English and I believe it is Chinese and Swahili. Don't ask me why they put in Swahili, but those 8 different languages. They have 10 commandments that come from the dark side, and number one is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. This is an occult center. Certainly it is dedicated to Thomas Paine, and there the gigantic capstone that caps the 4 gigantic guide stones there. Why, and of course that's written, I think, in in Sanskrit and certainly in Babylonian cuneiform and hieroglyphics and one other lost language from the past, that it says these guide stones are dedicated to the age of reason. And most people look at that and they shake their heads and they don't know what the age of reason was, but it was a book that was written by Thomas Paine. And there's even a big slab of stone there on the ground where they talk about the age of reason. Well, our host fellow was Thomas Paine. But when I went to the local library and pulled out all the information they had on the Georgia Guidestones, there was a book written by the man who put the money up. He called himself R.C. Christian, but that wasn't his real name, and it was probably an anagram for Rosicrucian, because, of course, this is basically Rosicrucianism they're talking about, and there, of course, they admit that this is all has to do with Thomas Paine, who was certainly involved with the occult movement back in this, at the Revolutionary era, and went from the United States to France, fomenting revolution after revolution, which was the goal of the Rosicrucians, to destroy all existing governments and all existing religion, because he hated Christianity, as do all of these people, to be their goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, or the New World Ruler, because of course they're energized from the dark side. Well, anyway, of course, the Georgia Guidestones are a tribute to this idea of population control. This is one of the basic tenets of these people working behind the scenes, and there are people like Ted Turner who suggested we get the world population down to a couple of hundred million, and certainly David Foreman has suggested getting the world population down to 100 million people. You realize he's talking about killing off, literally billions and billions and billions of people. Until you can understand there really are people who want this, you cannot understand why they foment wars and why they foment revolutions and why they put people in the gulags and torture them to death and starve them to death and create famines, why they create diseases, and why we have places in this country which hire scientists to create terrible new epidemics. And I really fear that they intend to release those epidemics. In fact, if you were to read the original version of Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, which was ultimately published later under the same name, under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. But we have the original manuscript, and there she talks about, she quotes Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed short behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword and with the pestilence and with the famine and with the beasts of the world. And then she goes on to say the quarter of the population, is not going to evolve into a higher form of consciousness. They're going to have to be eliminated. And that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the most wealthy women in the world today. One of the most wealthy and powerful women in the world today. And the fact that you never allowed to hear what she really believes, or what so many of the wealthy and powerful people believe, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, who's giving us a call? We have a caller. Who is it?
Carl.
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. I just going to tell you about, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I picked up a couple of DVDs about the Korean War, and I heard Truman make a speech in 1951 on a DVD that I'd never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, it was about time he was going to fire MacArthur. He said that the United Nations would help bring in a world order in this speech. I'm pretty sure he didn't make it public. It's probably, and he also, on this DVD, he flew the United Nations flag on the USS Missouri, and they said on the DVD that was the first time in history that a flag other than the American flag had ever been flew, on an American ship. So that was probably, I knew Truman was dead, but I didn't know he'd made that speech.
Basically, Truman was part and parcel of the whole problem. Yeah. He actually, of course, carried the words to Tennyson's poem in his wallet all of his life. And that poem, I don't know if you know, it's called Locksley Hall, but you know, it talked about this idea of this Parliament of Man and the Federation of the World. For I dipped into the future far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders it would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain to ghastly dew, of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. And that was Harry Truman's dream, and that's why, of course, he turned Eastern Europe over to the communists and signed over to the communists, and why he, of course, betrayed our men, sent them off to Korea in a war they were never allowed to win.
Well, I'd never, but he definitely said it. I got the DVD. I watched it a couple of times just to make sure. And he said, in that speech, when he was getting ready to fall back off, he said, the United Nations would help bring in a world order. And that's, world order.
I would love to see that DVD. Where'd you get it?
I got it at a little old discount. It's the Korean, it's two DVDs. I might just wrap them up and send them to you.
I would really appreciate that. I would love to see them.
And MacArthur, was going to, the Chinese come across. I was in the Korean War.
Right.
And, of course, he got reorganized. He done whipped the North Koreans in about 5 months. And then he was killing 100 Chinese one, and he told Truman he wasn't going to allow no more Chinese because they're going to, go back and take North Korea and blockade China and arm Chiang Kai-shek and Truman party. I mean, there would have been no China or North Korea if Truman hadn't followed MacArthur.
Well, really, have you ever read MacArthur's Reminiscences? It's really a great book. It's called Reminiscences. It was written by Douglas MacArthur. It was his biography, his autobiography. And there he tells you one of the most strangest things. He tells you that they ordered the 7th Fleet, the American Fleet, placed between Taiwan and the mainland. They called it Formosa at that time. And it was there not, of course, to protect Formosa from the Chinese communists, but to protect the Chinese communists from the reorganized army of Chiang Kai-shek there in Formosa, so they could not possibly invade. And once our fleet was in place, guarding and protecting the Chinese communists, who were extremely unpopular with the Chinese people, then they could pull a million-man army off of the coast there and set it up in Manchuria to come down into Korea, North Korea, to kill our boys. Why would you do something like that?
About 2 million that come over to start with, and they killed most of them. And then MacArthur got reorganized again and drove them back and was going to kill all of them. And he said he wouldn't allow them more to come over. And that's one term. And he said in a speech before Congress that I'm proposed to blockade China, let Chiang Kai-shek invade with his troops to China. And they'd have been no North. He'd already whipped the North Korean army and then the Chinese come. But I can't read no more, Dr. Stan. I got macular degeneration and glaucoma.
I'm sorry.
I just get DVDs. I can see them, but I can't read. But you're good. I listen to you all the time. I had cancer. I will send you some money. I'm going to try again. And I'm getting to be pretty good now, but I can't read. Just watch DVDs. I got several years, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I got a good one. That talks on, she had on not too long ago. Shaw, I got some of his.
Now, who was that? Is that
Shaw, the one that talks on, that Shaw that lives close to you out there.
Okay, well, certainly. Anyway, he's doing a good job. Why? We want to do everything we can to help him.
Yeah, well, he's going to be on one of your program. I heard you announce it the other day when you're speaking sometime this month. That Shaw fella, you had him on.
Oh, you mean Michael Shaw?
Yeah, Michael Shaw.
Yeah,
I got a DVD. I forget that other doctor up in Maine or something that made them DVDs, and Shaw's on there.
Oh, it's probably Michael Kaufman.
Yeah, Kaufman. I got a DVD of him.
Michael's going to be speaking at our conference on the 28th of October, and we're going to have Garth Nicholson, and we're going to have a real good conference. I wish you could come out.
I'm in my 70s like you, and I've been in diabetic and blood pressure and cancer, and I just don't travel no more. But
no, I know. It gets a little tough.
I'll listen to you, and I'm going to try to start hitting, but all we got to do is just pray, because like you say, it's a spiritual battle. It ain't flesh and blood.
Right.
It's the devil against the people, and that's against God's people.
We're expected to do our best, in the end, God's going to take care of this thing, but he's going to judge us by what we have done at this time, and we can all do something.
Yes, sir. We're just not just supposed to sit down and let it happen. We're supposed to speak out against it. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Well, God bless you, too. It's good to hear from you. Hey, thanks so very much. And so anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But the other interesting thing about that book by MacArthur is that he not only tells how, of course, our government put an embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek, so he couldn't get weapons anywhere in the world while the Chinese communists were being reinforced by the Russians. A lot of it with equipment was sent to the Russians, and that's why the Chinese communists were able to take China, because we turned it over to them. I mean, how could Chiang Kai-shek's army fight without any weapons? And it couldn't. That's what it was all about. Just exactly as we undercut Batista in Cuba and brought the communists to power, and we undercut the Shah in Iran and brought the communists to power, and we undercut General Somoza in Nicaragua and brought the communists to power, and we undercut the government there in South Africa and brought the Marxists to power, and we undercut the government in Rhodesia and brought the communist in Mugabe, who was there. We knew he was a communist thug. And we brought him to power. We did the same thing in Southwest Africa and in Angola. And we've been funding communism since its inception back in 1917. And if you doubt that, you need to get my newsletters of March, April, and May, and June. They're at least those three are out. And I think April and May are posted. I'm hoping that June will be posted soon. And you need to read them March, April, May, and June. Radio Liberty newsletters are all you can, and they'll all be up there one of these days real soon. And understand how we have funded communism. That's the most carefully kept secret in the world today. Understand that nothing is it appears to be. And we're still funding the Russians. We're funding the Syrians and the Iranians. And Russia's giving them weapons, selling them weapons. And, of course, using the technology that we've sent them. And those weapons are going to be used against our own boys, because we're going to war with Iran. I'm firmly convinced of this now, as things fall into place. And the technology that we have created will be used by Iran and Syria to kill American boys. Just exactly as it's going on in Afghanistan today, where the Taliban, who are funded by the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, who are funded by the Pakistan that's funded with your tax money, are killing American boys in the Sydney, in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan, exactly as during Vietnam. Why, of course, America was funding the Russians. The Russians were funding the North Vietnamese. The North Vietnamese were funding the South Vietnamese, who were killing American boys in the rice paddies in the villages of South Vietnam. It's like deja vu all over again, and that's why we're not trying to win the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Our boys are fighting valiantly. I mean, they're giving their lives over there. And they're being betrayed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff that doesn't have the courage to stand up to a president any more than the Joint Chiefs of Staff and our generals had the courage to stand up to President Johnson in the Vietnam War, when we took on a country the size of the state of Mississippi and fought them for 10 years and lost the war. And, of course, we're losing the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, because our boys are not allowed to win, and we're funding our enemies. And in fact, right now we're giving weapons to the Sunnis there, saying, "Oh, well, maybe you'll help us go after Al Qaeda." There are only a couple of, at the most, or maybe 2,000 al-Qaeda there, and over half of them come from our good, from Saudi Arabia, our good ally. And isn't it interesting? We never talk about why Saudi Arabia is allowing all those people from their country, of course, to go down into Iraq, where they are acting as terrorists and suicide bombers. In fact, you know, it's the most amazing thing. On the 11th of September 2001, why 19 hijackers came to the United States, we're told, to destroy the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and kill 3,000 Americans, and 14 of them came from Saudi Arabia. So why did we go to war with Afghanistan? Why didn't we go to war with Saudi Arabia? Well, because, of course, Osama bin Laden was behind the attack. But the FBI doesn't know it. And to this very day, if you go to the FBI webpage and look at it, and then just look at the 10 most wanted men and pull down Osama bin Laden's poster, well, you'll find there's no mention of the World Trade Center. And, of course, when the FBI had been asked, why didn't you mention Osama bin Laden and the World Trade Center bombing? They said, because we don't have any evidence of it. Is it possible everything we've been told is a lie? I think it is. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, to really understand what we've been talking about today, You need to read the National Security Study Memorandum 200. It was issued over the name of Henry Kissinger back in 1974, and it must be over 100 pages or so. That's 80 to 100 pages. You can pull it down off the internet, or you can get it from us nicely bound, and of course you can read it through. I like to have these things bound so I can keep them in my library and go over them and keep them organized. And it basically said that the major thrust of American foreign policy and the major problem facing the world was population. There were too many people, and we were going to control that. Boy, we sure were. That National Security Study Memorandum 200, we have the complete testimony of Dr. David MacArthur, or Donald MacArthur, who actually testified for the House of Military Appropriations Bill in 1969, asked for $10 million to create an entirely new disease. An entirely new disease for which there'd be no immune response. And of course, as he said, some people say we shouldn't do it, because it would be a new means of mass killing. But we want to do it anyway. So they gave him the $10 million. And he also asked for, said they were going to develop some other chronic diseases. And of course, about 10 years later, why, up comes AIDS and all these new chronic diseases. They call them, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And we have, of course, the Lyme disease and the whole flock of affiliated types of these chronic infections that have been used against the enemy. And of course, we know they were planning on it because Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote about it in 1970 in his book, Between Two Ages. If you want the pages from his book, we'll be glad to provide them. You need to get my talk on Nandare College genocide. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. Now, that is simply a longer form of Nandare College genocide. Then, of course, you need to get my talk on population control, the four tapes that we have on population control, which is really very, very good, has so much great information in it. You can get the population control agenda monograph. Oh, you need to get my four tape set, which I think is one of the best ones we have. The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, and that comes with a transcript if you can, or you may get it with that. It's the only one we really have a transcript of. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. We have a four-tape set on genocide. We have a four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski's excellent treatments, and we have a book on Dr. Brzezinski, who has an excellent treatment for cancer, and it's been suppressed. If you order anything, ask for a copy of the Fitzgerald Report, the report that's been suppressed since 1953. That's my January 2007 newsletter. It's available from Radio Liberty. You can get pulled it down off the internet, or we'll send you a copy if you order anything. And then, of course, you need to understand that we're dealing with organized evil. That's why you need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book. Get them both together, and you'll get a special reduced rate. And you need to get, of course, my talk on Forbidden Secret with the syllabus, and get them both together. You need to get Chris Pinto's wonderful DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. His DVD, The Ripples in Stone, I should say, Riddles in Stone, and we actually have a DVD and or video of Chris speaking at our last conference on the Atlantis connection. What's the Atlantis connection? Why these secret societies that have been around here for thousands of years have always wanted America to become the new Atlantis and to lead the world into the new world order and the new world religion. And that's why we're not going to pull our troops out of Iraq. We're going to stay there and expand the war into Iran, and may God help us if that takes place. So pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
To stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Alan Carson, who's the president of the Howard Center for Family, Religion, and Society, and who's written a book on the natural family. The natural family. And, of course, you know, most of us have taken for granted a family was a man and a woman and children, and that was the family. But there are those who would redefine the family. The family is under attack today, and of course, Dr. Carson's trying to do something about that and trying to preserve the family, because the family is the basic building block of society. Destroy the family, and you destroy society. Dr. Carson, thank you so very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the problem as you see it, and what motivated you to write about the natural family?
Well, I'll answer the second question first, if I could. We use the term natural family because we think some of the language of the pro-family movement in recent decades and years has been too negative, too much about what we're against same-sex marriage or against cohabitation or against this and that. And even the term traditional family, particularly for the young, doesn't sound terribly exciting. It sounds kind of old-fashioned or antique. The word natural, I think, has a real power to it. And it also implies that human nature makes us familial. It makes us want to be married. We're hardwired in our very beings to be married couples in homes and... as you know, the medical evidence is overwhelming that this is the best place for children to grow up, and it's the best place for adults to live. They're healthier, they're happier, they're more productive.
You're absolutely right. In fact, as a medical doctor myself, I had the opportunity many times to talk to homosexuals, and they would talk to me. And most of them were extremely unhappy people. But they felt they were trapped in a situation, they didn't know what to do about it, and of course then many times they'd strike back in anger, and it's so easy to respond to anger with anger, and that's not going to solve anything at all. We need to help them, but the one thing we have to do is preserve the natural family if we want to preserve society.
Well, that's exactly true. And there are many foes of the family. The French Revolution unleashed many of these, from feminism even to socialism. We need to remember that the socialist movement, sometimes taking form as communism, has always sought to eliminate the family.
And, of course, you know, the feminist movement, they, of course, want to destroy the family. The homosexual movement, but the power of these movements has never been their own. There's always been some sort of a force behind them in recent years that wanted to disrupt the very foundations upon which the freedom of our country is based. So our guest today, Mr. Alan Carson, and we're going to be exploring the natural family and, of course, what can be done to preserve it. And I think you'll find it a fascinating approach. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you know if you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Mr. Dr. Alan Carlson. We're talking about the natural family, and of course I was simply asking him what we're going to do about the fact that the family is under attack. We're losing the battle. Half of our marriages end in divorce, and certainly this has a devastating effect on the children who are involved. So you picked this story up, Dr. Carlson, because I know you've had many meetings, you've studied this and analyzed it and written about it.
Well, we have to get our public policy right. That's certainly not the only solution, but we have to make, for example, the federal income tax code and the payroll tax system much more family-friendly than it is right now. We still have far too many marriage penalties in the tax system. We have far the deductions and credits that are allowed when you have children are way too small. We have policies like the dependent care tax credit, which gives a pretty generous tax credit to people who buy daycare, but gives nothing to parents who make the struggle to have a mother or indeed a father at home full time to take care of little kids. That should be that credit should go to those families as well. These are some of the areas, you know, where public policy can come into play. Some of them are clearly economic because the financial pressures on families are intense. It's more and more difficult for a household to maintain itself on one income, and that's a consequence of gender equality pushes in the 1960s and 1970s, which eliminated the family wage economy, which this country used to have, which favored fathers, breadwinning fathers supporting their families. That's pretty well gone now, and that's created a huge problem, an economic problem as well.
Well, of course, certainly, the people who arrange the taxes and plan the taxes and know that you get what you subsidize. And for many years here in the United States, we had a marriage tax. It was far more expensive to get married than not to get married, and so you were actually penalized for getting married. Why would they ever have done something that foolish unintentionally?
I'll tell you how it happened. It wasn't so much unintentional. We had, from 1948 to 1969, we had actually a pretty good, the federal income tax system favored marriage. And actually, in a way, had an indirect penalty on divorce. It was through the system called income splitting. And I won't go into the technicalities of it, but it was a positive, a very powerful positive incentive to get married. And it particularly favored the family which had a mother normally at home. And it was undone intentionally in the late 1960s. Congress responded to pressure, particularly from single people who said this isn't fair to us. Well, actually, it did. It was fair because it recognized the marriage was a partnership, just like any other business partnership, where you, in a sense, split your income. And the population control movement was becoming very active at that time, the population bomb question. And they thought that American families were too large. And they said, we got to stop giving tax benefits for children. So these forces converged together with, you're right, there's a darker and sinister group behind some of these things their pressures converged, and they made political changes.
And in fact, this whole idea of having the marriage tax, we have a syllabus. It's called the Hidden Agenda, and there we have the pages from something called the Family Planning Perspective. I published here where I live in the Santa Cruz area, and put up at the Gutenberg Institute, Planned Parenthood, and they talk about how they're going to limit the population, and one of the things they talked about was preserving this tax on marriage, preserving the marriage tax, as they said. So, I mean, incredible but true that these people are in favor of population control, want to use the taxing situation to punish those who got married.
Well, that's right, and it's an ongoing problem. There was on the federal level, there were a few improvements made. A couple of marriage tax penalties have been eliminated, but some large ones still exist. And it's been hard to get people to focus on these things. Even the pro-family movement, I think, has given far too little attention to the economic health of families. Far too much attention, I think, to some other issues, many of which it's hard to do much about.
Well, of course, the deductions for children, I mean, it used to be a fairly substantial deduction, and then with inflation wiping out the value of our currency, well, there's not that much of a deduction for children, is there?
No, you're right. In fact, in 1948, Congress, partly by accident, came up with an excellent system, and the child exemption was $500 per family. You say, well, that doesn't sound like much. Well, back then the average family had an income of about $3,000, I mean, before inflation. So a family with two adults and four children, just by that, the average American family with four children paid no income tax whatsoever. So it was very family friendly. To have an equivalent system today, we'd have a deduction of somewhere around $10,000 or $11,000 per child. We're nowhere near that. So it was a good system was sacrificed to, again, ideological challenges that came in the 60s and 70s. And we really haven't fixed the problem back up. Some progress has been made in recent decades, but very, relatively little.
So what do you advocate doing? Because I know you're working with other people trying to address this problem, the fact that the family is under attack in America. How do we preserve it? Because if the family falls, as it has in Europe, then our society falls.
Oh, that's right. Relative to public policy, we probably should talk about things outside public policy, too, but relative to public policy, our book, The Natural Family, A Manifesto, has a whole series of recommendations. On the tax issue, we endorse measures that are included in a bill that I at least had a hand in help creating. It's called the Parents Tax Relief Act. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas is the chief Senate sponsor, and Congressman Lee Terry of Nebraska is the chief House sponsor. It's a terrific bill. It would increase the double the exemption for children, tax exemption for children. It would fix the existing relatively new child tax credit at $1,000 and index it to inflation so it wouldn't be losing value. It would extend the dependent care tax credit to stay-at-home mothers and fathers. It would grant Social Security credit to stay-at-home parents. It would make it easier to run a small business out of your home and also to work out of your home so that, in fact, we can reconnect work and home, which is one of the long-term problems we're also dealing with. These are just some of its provisions, but it would be give a dramatic boost, I think, to the economic well-being of families and make it far more, and eliminate marriage penalties as well, most of the existing marriage penalties that are still in the tax code. So I think it's a great bill.
All right, fine. Well, what are the chances of getting it through? I mean,
that's the good question. I need to spend more time focused on helping to attract attention. I think it's a terrific bill. It should be enjoying bipartisan support. The problem is, unfortunately, the Democratic Party tends almost have to be knee-jerk against things that help marriage and family. The party doesn't need to be like that. And the Republican Party, I'm afraid, is distracted by other issues and isn't addressing this. So odds of it passing this year are almost nil, but we need to build a base for it. I think it actually could attract quite a bit of attention once the polarization in Washington is reduced a little bit.
All right, fine. Well, certainly this is part of that. But of course, the people who really oppose families understand what you're trying to do, and they're going to fight you tooth and nail.
Well, of course they do. They do fight tooth and nail, and they're well organized. You mentioned Planned Parenthood. There's the Sex Information and Education Council of the United States, SECUS, which has done a lot of damage. I get denounced by them all the time.
And of course, the thing is that they're all so well financed, and nobody ever asks, where is all this money coming from, aimed at destroying the very foundation of our society, which is the nuclear family, or let's call it the natural family.
Well, let's call it the natural family. That's right. But one of the curiosities, and I haven't quite figured out why, although I think I know, is the money comes from great people of great wealth.
Yeah.
It came from the Rockefeller, the John D. Rockefeller Foundation. It came from the Gambles of Procter & Gamble fame. More recently, a great deal of money directed at population control has come from Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. And I'm just mystified why wealthy, successful people, particularly those who are in the business of selling products, would willfully want to reduce the number of their customers. I mean, it just doesn't even make economic sense. Why they would deliberately attack the institution, the natural family, that actually produces well-educated, able, industrious young people who can carry on the economy. And I'm somewhat mystified by the psychology of when you become successful, why you turn on the home. I don't understand it. It's a mystery.
Well, I think there are so many things out there that are so difficult to understand. I've been at this game for 45 years, and I'll have to admit I spent the first 35 years puzzling, trying to make sense out of things that were totally contradictory. I finally came to the conclusion that if things don't make sense, then there has to be another explanation. So we can perhaps I'll send you a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But anyway, we'll be back in just a moment or two with Dr. Alan Carlson. And Dr. Carlson is trying to preserve the nuclear family, the natural family, and an effort that certainly needs to be aided and abetted in any way that we can. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's
800-766-2133. Thanks. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Dr. Alan Carlson, who is on the front line of this battle to try to preserve the natural family. And certainly they're holding meetings, and he's written a book. And what sort of response have you gotten to your book?
Well, I think it's doing quite well. We're very pleased with that. We've just been doing a lot of radio shows, enjoying yours in particular. And I think it's starting to make a difference. I think we're coming at this with a fresh vision that's positive, not negative. That to some degree with a new language that we hope is appealing and inspiring. One of the real problems we face right now, I alluded to it very briefly earlier, is that you've got like two generations of young people, the majority of whom are either the products of a single mother home, where the father was not there, or have gone through a parental divorce. That's the majority of all American children right now. And the young people in their 20s, same thing. They're kind of cultural orphans right now. And they've not seen, they did not grow up in a successful home. And they need some, I think they need some tutoring. They need some help. They need to catch a vision. That's, I think, the real challenge. And so I think our book tries to meet that challenge.
Well, don't you think many of the children who come from a broken family feel so deeply that they would, if they ever do marry, they would certainly never want their marriage to end up being broken because they know the terrible impact it has on the child?
Well, I think that's right. There's a fine book by Elizabeth Marquardt called, it's on the long-term effects of divorce on children. Her parents were divorced when she was age two, and they actually had a quote-unquote a good divorce, little acrimony. They agreed on sharing custody, and she was raised, but she found out when she was in her 20s and 30s, though, that there were some, she was facing all kinds of deep and difficult issues. And she finally married herself, but found difficulty in trusting her partner. So she went on and did extensive survey research on the nature of on other people who'd been through quote-unquote good divorces, and found that these children too, when they grew up to adults, had long-term negative effects, and a lot of it had to do with lack of trust, which is, I think, the most important thing that a good home teaches.
Yes, it certainly does. And of course, the thing is that as we watch television, as we watch movies today, and we see, of course, these people hopping from one bed to another, and never a sense of responsibility, and never a sense of regret for marriage infidelity. And this is one of the things. And certainly the media has such a tremendous impact upon how we ourselves believe, and if we don't understand that our minds many times are being conditioned to accept false impressions of what's right and wrong, and there really are standards, of course, that are built upon our religious belief. What part do you think that religion plays in maintaining a good marriage, a natural marriage?
Well, it plays a huge role in maintaining a good marriage. The research on this is quite clear that active religion, that is not just so much a profession of faith, but actively living it out on a weekly basis, marrying, having children, going to church on a regular basis, the effects of religion are quite strong. People that go to church or synagogue on a weekly basis are less likely to divorce, much more likely to have children, much more likely to have larger families. You see dramatic cases of this among groups like the Mormons or the LDS Church in Utah. You see equally dramatic effects among even like Hasidic Jews. in cities of New York and Cleveland and so on. So it's not Christian specific, but it is religion, particularly religions that that take seriously the concept of the family and teach marriage and teach fidelity, and who preach against divorce, dramatic effects are seen.
Well, don't you think, though, the attitude of many of our churches has actually changed? At one time, of course, it was certainly within the Protestant church and certainly within the Catholic church, it was a great sin, but it seems that the attitude of even our churches towards divorce has changed, and changed dramatically. I do think that this has impacted on the survivability of Americans.
I think it has. I mean, some specifics could be pointed out, but very, very clearly, particularly the mainline Protestant churches have not done a good job of late.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Alan Carlson, and as soon as we have all of our stations back, we're going to talk about the manifesto, which is really what the story is about.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Alan Carlson. And we'll get back to what we were talking about off the air in just a moment. But before I go on, Dr. Carlson, do you have a web page or telephone number you'd like to get out for us?
Yes, www.profam.org. That's the Howard Center's website. And the for the book, which comes from Spence Publishing, you want to go to spencepublishing.com, C-O-M, and they've got a special deal there right now. I mean, your listeners would mention their your show on the subject line, every 10th caller would get a free copy of the book, which is a pretty neat deal. And those who don't get the free copy will get an offer to buy the book at a 50% of cost plus shipping. So it's a nice arrangement. And profam.org and spencepublishing.com.
All right, fine. Well, of course, Dr. Carlson was mentioning that he thinks that this breakdown in the family and the increase in divorce somehow gets back to this idea of contraception. And with contraception came a change in the attitude towards sexual intimacy, and step by step, we seem to have basically progressively undermined the whole structure of the family. And even though I'm a Sunni evangelical Christian coming from the Baptist point of view, in many respects, I certainly respect the Catholic position, which is held very, very strongly that so much of what is done sexually is wrong. And, I don't want the church telling me what to do, but maybe we ought to listen to what God has said about his direction to us to be fruitful and to multiply. So anything else you'd like to say there?
Well, that was certainly what Luther taught, was to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He thought was the most profound commandment that God gave to humankind, and he went with that. Yeah, the problem with the contraception mentality, which is spread so widely, is that it broke the connection between sexuality and reproduction, and I think this is the this is something we forgot. And once you do that. Even when you start to recognize, there's some real reasons sometimes why that seems to make sense. But once you go down that route, sexuality quickly becomes something detached from children. And once that happens, it's mainly about companionship and pleasure. It becomes very, very easy becomes easier at least to argue for things like same-sex marriage or group marriage or many other options and opportunities.
All right, fine. Well, would you like to tell us a little bit about your manifesto? Because that was, of course, one of the major thrusts of the book.
Well, the manifesto is a short document. Originally, it appeared in a publication, The Family in America, as an 8-pager. It's now about 25 pages. But it's written manifesto style. That is, we intentionally borrowed these techniques and the structure that used by prior manifestos, including in structure, even the Communist Manifesto, but also Francis Schaeffer's The Christian Manifesto, and a series of other uses like that. And manifesto, we like that format for writing because it makes you think clearly. You've got to put forward a positive vision. You've got to explain your historical circumstance. You have to be forthright in your vision. You have to explain how your agenda for action relates to the analysis you've had. And it also calls forward a special kind of writing. You have to be kind of uplifting, visionary, and forward-looking, rather than, again, negative and dismissive. So we've enjoyed very much the manifesto style.
All right, Chris, it was the Communist Manifesto, the Humanist Manifesto, the Christian Manifesto of Francis Schaeffer's, and now the Natural Family Manifesto.
That's right.
All right, fine. So, Cindy, what are you suggesting in this manifesto? How are we going to change the attitude of so many people who've been misled for such a long period of time that they challenge the very foundation upon which marriage and the foundation of our nation is left, is based?
Well, first of all, we put forward a positive vision. It became quite controversial. We put forth a summons to the young people to forget the lies they've been taught, to look beyond the experiences they've seen, and to recognize the beauty and the dignity of the natural family, and where that can go. We summon the findings of science, which many people think, well, traditional institutions and science are often in conflict, or traditional institutions, religion and science are in conflict. We see actually very little conflict at all between the two when it comes to family life. The findings of the medical sciences, the biological sciences, the social sciences, which we summon, prove time and again that the marriage is best. A marriage between a man and a woman is the best place for adults to be. They're healthier, they're happier, they're more productive. More importantly, the married couple home of a husband and wife is the best place to raise children. Any deviation from that, whatever it is, including divorce, adoption, and so on, predictably produce less positive results. And in some cases, particularly if, say, boys growing up in mother-led, mother-only homes, the result is predictably a disaster. Those boys just face all kinds of difficulties, and many of them wind up, probably a majority in some areas, will wind up in prison, will wind up in all kinds of trouble, will not graduate from high school, will be problem citizens most of their lives.
And, you know, one of the hardest things for me to actually realize is that, you know, we have over 7 million Americans today who are either in prison, on probation, or parole. Over 7 million Americans in prison, probation, parole. And I'm sure many of these have come about because they have not had the parental guidance and the stability in a home. But we never talk about that sort of thing.
No, it's precisely true. And in fact, it's quite clear, the data is quite clear, the prison population overwhelmingly, disproportionately comes from homes that didn't form, from single mother homes or from divorced homes. And, the pathologies that grow out of family failure are just huge. And the prison population and the parolee population is just a sort of the tip of the iceberg. Almost in many ways the most evident. But again, school failure, the high proportion of young people who don't finish school, particularly in urban areas, or do very poorly, the bad health, the obesity problem that's growing among young people today, again, you'll find that heavily concentrated among children growing outside of natural parent families. The diabetes problem that's attached to it, again, involving huge public health costs, the AIDS, the spread of AIDS, again, is taking place primarily outside of natural parent homes, natural family homes. You add all this together, it's a huge price, and much of it falls on the public. A free society can only exist in a society that rests on and builds on the natural family.
All right, fine. So basically now, you call your book, is it the Natural Family Manifesto?
A Manifesto.
The Natural Family A Manifesto.
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. And Chris, if you are interested in getting that, please get hold of Spence Publishing. And do you have their telephone number?
Let's see. I've got their website. Yeah, I do have their number. 1-888, then Spen Pub, SPENPUB. I'll take the numbers on that. And that's their phone number. The website, again, is www.spencepublishing.com.
All right, fine. We do a lot of work with Spence. They do a great job of advertising books, and the books that they put out and the books that they support are universally excellent. And they deal with these family issues, because I suspect that Tom Spence, the publisher, is coming from a Christian perspective.
I'm sure he is, and he's got a large family himself, and they're very committed to the family issues down there.
And of course, you know, one of the problems we have with having a large family today, you know, is the tremendous expense of college. You know, you're talking $40,000 or $50,000 a year. At some of the major colleges. We had a gentleman out the other day to do some work for us on and the repairman. He holds down two jobs, his wife holds down two jobs, and they have to do that to keep their son or daughter, I forgot which it was, in Stanford University at $40,000 a year. So, but they want the best for their children, and justifiably so. Well, what do you do when, of course, you got six or eight children, as we used to have these strong nuclear families? And I think a large family is the most wonderful thing in the world.
Well, it's very difficult. I could get going on this. We could just be a whole other show to talk about the problems of college financing. It's even deeper than that. It's not so much the sacrifice the parents make, which is huge. But on top of that, we're burdening young people now with massive amounts of student loan debt. And we do know from survey data that one of the reasons young people aren't getting married in their 20s or having children when they're most, when their bodies are best adjusted to doing that is because of student loan debt. They are graduating from college, just four-year college, anywhere from $20,000 to $80,000 in debt. That's a terrible way to start life out. And I blame the system to some degree, and I blame the colleges and universities, which are using student loan money to avoid fiscal responsibility. Their, college tuition costs have been going up about three times the rate of inflation, which tells me that they're not doing any cost controlling. They're just passing on the extra costs to students in the form of debt. And it's bad for young people to start out life and heavy in debt. There's a real problem there. And like I say, I'm kind of a crusader on that. We need to do something about it.
I think we need some responsible university administrators who are more interested in the students than they are in all the perks that they are personally getting.
I agree with that.
All right, fine. Well, certainly as we address the issue of the family, and certainly we cannot address this without the help of the churches. The churches should be championing the same cause that you are championing. What sort of response and what sort of help are you getting from organized Christianity, as it were?
Well, we're getting quite a bit of support. One of our projects here at our Howard Center is the World Congress of Families. And we just held a fourth World Congress was held in Warsaw, Poland. A valiant country, fought off the communists, and is now trying to rebuild its family system over there in the face of problems from the European Union, where the dominant voices are anti-family. So we were over there. We enjoyed strong support from the Roman Catholic Church. We had strong support from the Protestant churches of Europe and the United States, and from the many para ministries focused on the family, Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, all were supporters of this event. So some churches are doing very well. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, again, had a strong delegation come to the meeting. Others are doing poorly. You find in the mainline Protestant churches, it's almost a wilderness when it comes to these issues. They have gone to the other side. They've become part of the problem rather than part of the solution. And by mainline churches, I mean the Presbyterian Church USA, the Episcopalian Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, which has done, while it hasn't embraced same-sex marriage, the leadership of the church has not done a very good job on these questions, in my opinion.
I agree with you. In fact, although I'm a Protestant, I had the opportunity some years ago to travel with a Catholic group all over the United States and really all over the world, going to speak out on some of these issues. And there were dioceses they would not allow these conservative Catholics to go into. Others, of course, welcomed them with open arms, but there even within the Catholic Church there's disparity on support of traditional family issues.
Yep, and the Catholic Church has done a good job by and large, although the individual bishops, it varies quite a bit. I would praise my friends in the Mormon Church, the Latter-day Saint Church. They've done an excellent job comparatively, and even absolutely, in terms of raising the family up as the central focus for their members' lives. And if you want an interesting place to go visit, if you want to see a place that's still pro-marriage and pro-family, visit Brigham Young University. I've been there a number of times, and you see healthy, vital young people getting married, you know, oftentimes right in college and starting families. You see a lot of children. It's just a positive, uplifting experience.
I have many, many disagreements with the Mormons, but I absolutely agree with you. Their emphasis on the family, their emphasis, you know, on integrity, and of course, you know, their faith, is something that I think the Protestants and the Catholics could learn from. Whether we agree with their theology isn't important, but certainly the what they are pushing is really been very, very successful. And there's much there to be admired.
To admire. You also mentioned, I think, that you were a Baptist. I know the Southern Baptist Convention, I should give them some credit, too. In recent decades, the last two decades in particular, they've done a much better, in fact, a commendable job of raising up family questions and doing it in a very positive and vital way. It's been impressive. Their resolution on marriage and family of a few years back was really very solid and very a very sound statement.
But of course, they really had a knockdown, drag-out battle within the hierarchy of the Baptist Church, and fortunately, the majority was on the right side. But what was really frightening to me was there were so many Baptist leaders who were on the wrong side.
Well, that's a battle within going on within each denomination. In fact, what's interesting, I find it's kind of fun and positive, is the degree to which one finds one's allies, not so much within one's faith group, but across faith. You know, you find good conservative pro-family Baptists, Lutherans, Evangelicals, Catholics, Jews. I mean, we're building a kind of an alliance. A true ecumenical alliance based on the values of the family, the biblical family.
That helped to get people get in touch with the Howard Center?
Go to the website, the easiest way, www.profam.org.
Profam.org. And our guest has been Dr. Alan Carlson. And of course, I think you'll find his material very, very important. And he's on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the survival of Western civilization.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Producer here.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And certainly our guest today, Dr. Alan Carlson, is addressing the issue of the attack on the family. But it is simply part of that great attack on Christian civilization, but a very important part of that. And if you have not yet read the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written back in 1958, it still is the best book to explain to you what is really going on, because it goes into the background of why the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and other great tax-exempt foundations were working so hard to destroy the very fabric of American society. So, and then of course my book Brotherhood of Darkness, together these two will give you tremendous insight, and then of course you should get more of our material, A Tragedy and Hope, a book written by Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, The Librarian of Congress, that tells you about the secret societies in Europe. Of course, he doesn't talk about the secret societies in America because he is affiliated with a front group for this, but he at least gives you so much insight into what happened in Europe. And if you then, of course, get my talk on the World Revolution, well, you'll begin to see how this all fits together. That's the World Revolution. And if you get that, you'll actually see the interview I did with Ambassador Earl Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. The United States government and the CIA turned Cuba over to that wicked communist Fidel Castro, who today is such a good friend of the daughter of the Nelson Rockefeller, the most powerful capitalist here in the Western Hemisphere. And if you doubt what I'm saying, let me suggest my talk on the World Revolution. It's available in either DVD or VHS, and the book, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. So we want to give you the original material so you can check it out, because we could not be telling you the truth. But of course we are. I wouldn't be spending 5 hours a day behind a microphone trying to educate people about what's really going on. So the books we suggest to understand what we're talking about, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, Brotherhood of Darkness, the book and the DVD, certainly Tragedy and Hope, the Fire in the Minds of Men, and then of course my recent talk on The Forbidden Secret. We recommend this to you. It's available either in DVD or VHS, and there's a syllabus that goes with that that will help you to understand what's going on and introduce you to the concept of the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And actually, President Bush referred to the angel twice in the closing paragraphs of his first inaugural address. And probably 100 million people in America heard that address, and nobody ever asked, who's the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm, and what is this storm he's talking about? Well, the storm, of course, is the world conflict, the wars that are in the Middle East, the coming war with the Muslim world, the transformation of America as we move away from freedom towards a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. And only by putting that into a spiritual context can you really understand what's going on, and that's why you need the DVDs. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, and The Atlantis Connection. That Atlantis Connection, a talk by Chris Pinto, who put together the Secret Mysteries and Riddles in Stone videos, as he begins to explain to you this age-old plan where America was to become the new Atlantis and, of course, transform the world. That's what the angel's all about, ladies and gentlemen, transforming the world. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E, provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. The board of Dow Jones meets today to consider Rupert Murdoch's offer to buy the publisher of the Wall Street Journal. The journal's website reports a tentative agreement on the original $5 billion offer from News Corporation.
The journal reports the deal hinges on members of the Bancroft family, the majority stockholders in the publishing and stock index company. The family has been divided in part because of concerns over whether News Corp owner Rupert Murdoch will allow the journal to keep its editorial independence.
Senate Republicans are dismissing a planned all-night Iraq war debate as political theater. The round-the-clock session is...